This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the ASPCA Friendly Dog Day on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Oh, my gosh, that's the most beautiful dog. And I know that backyard. I know that dog. I know that man. And I know the little boy on the left. Hello, Adrian Chenault. How are you, buddy?
I am good. That is a seriously cute dog. It's good that we finally got...
How's that for cutting it close?
Wow, still got your golf glove on.
tough. It's hard to be Richard Blissbrook, you know what I mean?
There's not a lot of people that can do it.
That's true. That is true. Well, we are super excited to have you in the house, the father I never... Oh, wait, hello, father. And we are going to have an amazing
conversation today.
There you go. He'd take me golfing. So
think about it this way, Adrian. If you were my son, this is where you and your family would be vacationing right now for the holidays. Right?
There you go.
But instead, what is it, like 20 below where you are?
You know, it's a frozen thunder
ice,
out there.
Look at that despicable ice weather out there on that lake. It's horrible.
I'm in San Antonio. It's 76 and sunny, baby, so life is good. I'm all right.
Okay.
I'm the only one with issues. So really good to have you aboard, Richard. We love you, and it is really an honor, and I just want to say that because I was talking to you yesterday, and I didn't ask you to be on the show until the last minute, and you thought because everybody else told me no, and you need to know that you are the most important guy in the world, and you were my first-round draft choice, and you did it, and I can't thank you enough. So just take that one to the bank.
It's 6 a.m. this morning. The first-round draft pick at 6 a.m. Hey, Adrian, who do we have on this week? Well, I haven't got anybody to... Who do you have, Dad? Hey, Denise, who do you think you're... Who can we call?
We only asked... like low double digits number of people to be on the show before you, Richard. So you should, you know, that's not bad.
I'm just the standby guy. You know, if you need somebody, I'm here.
Well,
let's talk about Nathan Ricks for just half a second, because that's one of the most tragic stories. Richard's an aviation guy. I'm an aviation guy. Jordan Adler obviously lived through that horrible helicopter crash. It's our worst nightmare because things go wrong in airplanes, usually pilot error, and you usually don't live through it. And that's just a tough, tough deal, right, Richard?
Yeah, and, you know, Nathan, Nathan's an, you know, he's an unknown $100 million, he's a $100 million earner. He was at $50 million, like, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Half a million people in 43 countries. And, you know, his trademark was he provided all the training, all the personal development, all the incentive trips, all the retreats, everything anybody on his team would ever need. They didn't have to get it from Nu Skin. All they needed from Nu Skin was products and a commission check. Nathan was... you know, a rare breed. There's not very many people that really earned their seven or eight figures a year, and he did, and he lived life full out, and I'm sure if he could share with us, he would say, you know what, I cheated life. I lived more in whatever he was, 58 years old or something, 60 years old, than most people do in 600. And yeah. Sad, tragic. But hey, it happens, you know, airplanes and helicopters are not very forgiving.
Good friend of the show, good friend of yours, Dan McCormick, good friend of his. I know. I mean, like that was his mentor and his best friend. And just, I know he's heartbroken. So let's just, I mean, everybody just say a little silent prayer for him today at some point. His wife lived through the crash. He was in the airplane. A couple other people in the airplane, but it just killed poor. That's sad. So let's just move forward and talk about you a little bit, Mr. Brooke. You are traveling the world. You've been out in the, obviously, the ranch. And I sent you a Christmas present, and I was deathly afraid it was going to be a lousy Christmas present, but it was so perfect for your life that I bought one for Denise, too, and she has been living that Christmas present and loving it so much that I'm very excited that you're getting back to your ranch so you can get it. So you have something to look forward to that cost me like $5. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll look forward to it.
So, Adrian, what's up?
That's awesome.
Substance, Adrian.
We're now ready to move to the substance portion of today's broadcast, brought to you by Adrian. That's a tragedy about that crash, and so I'm glad that we took a moment to honor that. And yeah, you know, I think
another thing I want to say about Nathan's leadership that is of substance is Nathan did a Saturday. I think it was a Saturday. Training for his team every Saturday since 1995.
You're kidding.
That's almost 30 years. Every Saturday without fail since 1995. And
he was my idol, man. I'm telling you, I was in New Skin. I was something called a Diamond Qualify, which was kind of a muckety muck. It was right above Ruby. And they told me that I was going to be making $12,000 a month for the rest of my life, and I was all pumped up. But he was the guy that I loved. I don't know why my camera's doing that. But, yeah, I got too close. With these lights, Brooke bought me. Brooke bought me these lights for a gift. Thank goodness I bought him something for Christmas. So, anyway, that's why I'm so washed out right now. It's his fault. But,
every time I was with Dan McCormick, and I'm with Dan at least once a year or talk to him three or four times a year, and Dan is a legacy seven-figure earner with New Skin and one of the brilliant personal development gurus and leaders in our profession. Every time I'm with Dan, he teaches me something that he learned from Nathan Ricks.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the beauty and the gift of leadership and mentorship is when you can pass on lessons you learn from other people, second generation.
That is a huge thing. Anyway, and
I'm telling you, a specific agenda, Adrian. What are we going to talk about to launch 2023?
You know, so we often hear these sort of hypotheticals, right, of like, what would you want people to say about you if you suddenly died in a plane crash or if something happened to you or when you're gone? And we're, you know, the unthinkable that we're living, you know, we're living the moment that, you know, his family is living that moment right now. And yet, I would imagine, you know, the things that you guys are saying about Nathan right now are pretty high on the list of the things that I would want somebody to say about me if that ever happened to me. Or, you know, I think that's really what it's about. And so, you know, let's dive into that a little bit. Let's unpack that a little about what are some of the touchstones of the things that make for a life that people are going to talk about when you're gone and that you had an impact on them that extends beyond the life that you live, you know, whether you want to tap into it in terms of what you know of Nathan or just what you've seen in your own life, Richard, you know, what are the things that stand out to you from that perspective? Because I think that if you want to talk about how to live any year, that's how to live it.
Yeah, well, I was contemplating on something last week that I was talking to with someone or I overheard a conversation. I can't remember really the context of it, but you know, the subject was people in leadership, whether it's Dan McCormick, Tom Chenault, Nathan Ricks, and a thousand more. You know, one of the things, especially in network marketing or real estate or, you know, mortgages, if you're in leadership, if you have a big team, you know, you may only get to meet some people one time. And so what we were talking about was how challenging it is for leaders to be present 100% of the time for 100% of the people. So whether you're on a Zoom or you're in an event, or you're just meeting people at a coffee shop, being present for that person, it's a challenge for a leader, because if you look at a leader's schedule and a leader's life, well, they're just nonstop, you know, person after person. If they're in an event, it's like, you know, crowd after crowd, nonstop, and everybody, you know, wants a picture, and everybody wants to get a hug, and everybody wants to shake a hand. And I think one of the great trademarks of world-class leaders are those individuals that have the motivation and the skills, but primarily the motivation, the gift of being present for everybody. And somebody said, might have actually been Tom telling me this, I can't remember, that, you know, for some of us, you know, we might press the flesh for 1,000 people throughout the year, or 10,000 people, but for that person, this might be their only time, their only moment, the only time they get to connect, the only time they get to say, I was in that leader's presence. I got a picture. I got a hug. I got a handshake. And they may never get another opportunity. And so if you understand that as a leader, it can help bolster your motivation and your focus and your attention to be present 100% of the time for 100% of the people.
It's a huge,
I think that's critically important. And it's unbelievably difficult. And I see Eric Worre on here. And, you know, there's a guy that people get pictures with him. And it's like a life-defining moment with them.
It is, right?
And the same thing with you, Richard. And I can't tell you how upset I get when I'm traveling around and people go, can I take a picture? And I go, yeah, we take a picture. And I've given them my best look. And I walk away and they say, thank you, Richard. And I just want to hug them. They think I was you because they have terrible eyesight. But at the end of the day, and all of you need to take that really, really seriously, because it's something that's going to happen to you. And treat everybody like that, like that's that important, because it is. Right, Richard?
It is. And, you know,
Hold on. You are the world's worst radio host. If I'm not in the leg, we are dead. We got to take a quick break, and Richard will answer that open-ended question on the other side. You're listening to Legacy Leadership with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Richard Brook.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And we're back. It's Legacy Leadership with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and our guest, Richard Brook. It's early and we're already going off the rails, which usually means that you're in for a fun show. So this is good. And we are having a blast already. Just before the break, we were talking about this idea of presence as a leader, whether you're Richard Brook, whether you're Tom Chenault, whether you're Eric Worre, and just how powerful that is. And I think, you know, I want to underscore something about that, because I think it is such a, it's a leverage point as a leader that is, it's costly, I'm sure, to you guys in having the amount of attention that is oftentimes required to put that out into the world like that. But it is so powerful for the reason that you were talking about before the break, that it might be that one defining moment for that person that happened to be the one who had been waiting to meet you that day or whatever. And, you know, I remember early in my career, I had just moved to England for the first time. And the guy who was the managing director, who was kind of the dude in charge of all of international, was based there. His name was Taylor Rhodes. He actually went on to become the CEO of the company. And, you know, I had no idea if he had any clue who I was. And I walked up and I was just getting my stuff. I walked into the office and he sort of happened by our sort of desk area. And he goes, Adrian, hey, welcome. I heard about you. It's so cool that you're moving your family over here. And he threw in something really specific that he obviously asked my boss to tell him something about me. And I was like, I worshiped that guy from that moment forward because he had taken that time to know something about me. And yeah. He probably didn't feel like it was that big of a deal, and yet it meant everything to me. And he probably didn't necessarily even feel like he was that big of a deal per se, and yet he had that impact on people. And so whether you're, you know, really top tier in your own mind, or whether you're not that big of a deal, there are people for whom you get to have that kind of impact if you'll step up to that. And it makes a big difference in people's lives, doesn't it?
It makes everything. And, you know, the challenge today is in terms of nurturing our networks and nurturing our relationships and touching people is physical events are, you know, is certainly our organizations now, whether they're, you know, our actual networks or they're just our businesses, they span the whole globe, right? So if you go back, you know, 20, 30 years ago, our network was really people that we saw and met with and worked with. And, you know, it's almost all events, physical events related. But now our networks are all over the world. And the way we touch them, which may not be a photo and it may not be a hug and it may not be a handshake, it may be a personal message. It may be an outreach. It may be, hey, Adrian, you were just on my mind this morning, and I'm reaching out to wish you an awesome 2023. And, you know, how's the dog? And, you know, whatever. You can name the dog. You can name the kids. You can name the spouse. All of these things are beautifully embedded in, shameless plug, but it's for real, contact mapping. I mean, contact mapping is the way we can change people's lives forever just by a simple outreach. Whether you do 2 a day, 5 a day, or 10 a day, just that simple message. Hey, I'm thinking about you. How you doing? Tell me a story from 2022. Boom. You made that person's day. And that person may not have been, you know, walking around thinking, gee, I sure wish Tom Chenault would reach out to me. Probably not, right? It's different than at an event, but it has the same impact that we think about people. And the app is the magic of reminding. The app is the magical coach for serving us up. Hey, here's four people. Just click here and change your life. Click here and change your life. That's leadership. And I think in today's network environment where people are virtual and they're all over the planet and they're in every time zone, you know, we can't rely on the hug, the photo, or the handshake. We got to rely on the, hey, I'm thinking about you. Tell me a story. Boom.
Really helps if you unmute. My dog decided to jump in there with your dog. So I completely agree. And I think that I really believe that fewer higher leverage touches where you say something that actually means something to the recipient versus putting the blast, you know, using the blowtorch of the ability that we all have to send a million messages to people, because that's just the way that these, you know, the tools allow us to do those things, is something super powerful. And we actually ran a little bit of an experiment about that, which we'll talk about a little bit more on the other side of the break, that fits into some of the things that I've learned from you, Richard. So we got to take another break here in a second. This is the short segment. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault, Tommy Tom Tom Chenault, and Richard Blissbrook. We are on the Genesis Communication Network, which we absolutely love. So stick around. We'll be right back. Thanks.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. The House pulled a late-nighter to elect its new speaker and House leader.
After 4 days and 15 attempts, the clerk announced the results of the wee hours of Saturday morning.
The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California has received 216.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy then took the oath.
Now, The hard work begins.
A 6-year-old boy is in custody after police say he shot his first grade teacher at school in Newport News, Virginia. The teacher's injuries are life-threatening. It's not clear how the boy got the gun or what the altercation was about. American Airlines is about to end all service out of Long Beach Airport. AA announced yesterday the air carrier will cease operation out of Long Beach Terminal on February 28th. An airport spokesperson said in a statement they understand their tough business decision and look forward to welcoming them back in the future. Dave Collins, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We've got the most unbelievable guest. Richard Bliss Brook is a guy that is a mentor to me. And since I'm a mentor kind of to Adrian, he's a bigger mentor to Adrian. And what's really cool is Adrian looks to him for advice that I can't give. They circumvent me, and I love that. The guy is committed to us at a level you wouldn't believe. The messages I get from him about holding myself to a level of integrity that is unbelievable, you just wouldn't believe. So, Stacy Clark, I'm never coming to your diner down there in San Antonio or Dallas again. That's unbelievable. Bagel Nosh or whatever it's called. Take it away, dude.
Oh, that is so funny.
The market, the number one kosher restaurant in Dallas.
There you go. I love the concept of shut up, Tom. So there we go. I love it. So we were talking before the break about the, you know, the power of saying something that really means something to somebody. And we played a little game with this over the holidays that was really fun. It was called 10 Days of Holiday Cheer with Contact Mapping. and we developed a set of messages to kind of the Hallmark card, so to speak, of giving you, hey, here's who the kind of person that you ought to reach out to today. Here's some language that you might use to share with them, and then you need to customize it with their name and with whatever you need to do to make it sound authentic to who you are, how you talk, and what your relationship is with that person. And we had the most beautiful stories of things that happened where people were reaching out authentically to people that they cared about and expressing things that a lot of times we just don't take the time to do, or we don't have the courage to do, or we assume that they wouldn't care, or whatever it is, whatever story we tell ourselves. And it was so cool, both for me doing it myself as we went along doing this, but also for the people that were part of that program, to just see that if you'll just take that little bit of time to reach out in a meaningful way, that incredible things happen. And so much of that is predicated on stuff that you have been teaching for a long time, Richard, and that really is a big part of this momentum formula that is a huge part of how you coach and enable people to be effective in building their network marketing business. And so talk about how you see the importance of that consistency of sharing your message in an authentic way with people as really the secret key that's hiding in plain sight to create momentum in your business.
Yeah, well, I think the key, well, there's several keys, I guess, but I mean, an overlooked key is authenticity. And you know, if I had time to demonstrate it, but, you know, in our coaching classes, when we demonstrate it, the audience is really just gobsmacked at the difference between somebody telling their story. So if I ask you, you know, hey, tell me your story about your product or your income option, almost everybody drops into what I call presentation mode. Their state of being, their energy when they're talking to somebody is presentation mode. And that's all like, you know, facts and, you know, features and benefits and hype and you should do this. And it's all sort of very formal. And so then the hack that I use to get people to drop into the state of being of authenticity is I ask them, hey, tell me your story, but I want you to imagine that I'm your best friend. And I asked you to tell me your story, your product story, your income option story. Now, remember, I'm your best friend. So I ask him, who's your best friend? Oh, Sally. Okay, I'm Sally. And I'm asking you, Adrian, I know you've been using this product for a year or two. I know you're involved in this income option, but I don't know the whole story. Tell me your story. And as long as you can keep people grounded in and ask a context like that, people will tell their story in such a beautiful, real, honest, transparent, raw way that the listener, this is the person that is, let's say, being prospected or connected with or shared with, they hear the story in a whole different way. They don't hear it like they're a target. They hear it just like a story, just like a pure story. And then, of course, if you teach people to, you know, allow people to, you know, the Japanese version, you know, in management, the brilliant Japanese management version is allow people to save face. Allow people to look good in the conversation. And one of the ways you can do that is give people an out, give them an exit by telling them up front, hey, it's not for everybody. It's not for most people. It's probably not for you. No is a perfectly acceptable answer, and you're not going to get an argument from me. That allows people to be with you. But when we're in presentation mode and we're telling people what they should use for a product or what they should do with their finances, what they should do with their time, how they should live their life, and it's all like, you know, fact, feature, benefit, hype. We drive people away. And one of the things that Tom and I have learned by doing this for decades and decades and decades is you're going to meet thousands of people in your life, tens of thousands of people. And hardly any of them are going to be in your network. Hardly any of them are going to join. So the richness of contact mapping, of networking, of connecting and being with people in a way that they can safely be with you is to treat them like a lifetime relationship, not like a prospect, not like a target. And not, it's not just a strategy. It's knowing that, my gosh, the value of this person in my life goes way beyond them being a distributor. You know, even if they buy your product or join your team, they're probably going to quit, right? So the odds of somebody benefiting you in business are slim to none. But the odds of them benefiting you as a relationship in your life are really all up to you. Because if you're present to them, if you stay connected to them, if you reach out to them two, three, four times a year, or even once a year, and just say, hey, tell me a story. I mean, gold rains down on you throughout your life. I've told Tom, if I would have contact mapped everybody I've met in the last 50 years, the only way I know how to quantify it is in money, but I can quantify it a lot of different ways. I'd be a multi-billionaire. I don't know how, but I know I would be, because I've left 99% of the gold in relationships, I've left it on the table. I don't remember who they are. I don't remember how I met them. I don't remember their spouse's name. I don't remember what they do for a living. I don't have their cell phone number. Nobody's serving up to me, hey, you might want to reach out to these four people because it's been 6 months. Just send them up. Takes 5 seconds. Send them a text. Nobody's serving that up to me. I leave it all on the table. And as a result, virtually homeless and squalor.
Squalor.
Oh my goodness. There's a lot to unpack there. I think there's the biggest thing is none of this is a game. We're talking about human beings. We're talking about real relationships and real people who have their own set of dreams, their own agendas, their own pressures, their own all of those things. And if you can move into a space as you have and as you teach others to do, to meet them there and to show up with your true self there and allow, like, lay it out there on the table in a way that isn't so promotional, people respond differently. I don't know. Have you ever seen, Richard, there's a psychological study that they did about the copy printer and giving people an out? Have you ever seen this before?
I think I have, yeah.
So the basic premise is that literally they had these people, a big long line at the office, somebody needs to make a copy, and somebody walks up to the front of the line and says, hey, may I cut to the front of the line? And yeah, they go, get lost, a-hole, like, right, 95% of the time. But if you walk up and you say, hey, can I please make a copy? And here's why.
Yeah,
it's like 70%. And here's why being the most ridiculous excuse possible. So here's why is that. Can I please make a copy because I need to make a copy? They're like, or can I just go to the front line because I need to make a copy? Obviously, you need to make a copy. That's why you want to get to the front line. Suddenly, people go through the roof it's like a drastic increase in their willingness to say yes because you shared something about who you are. That's the most ridiculous thing. And so there's this power.
What you're focused on is by telling somebody why, like why it's important to you, what your agenda is, it changed the entire game. People could cut in line all day long and everybody was just fine with it. And the applications for that in our people business is, you know, for example, if you're asking somebody to look at your product or look at your income option or watch your video, if you just add, and here's why I want you to look at it, which, you know, is not, You could add, I want you to look at it because I'm trying to make a living doing this. I only get 1 out of 100 people to say yes, and that's why. Or it could be because every once in a while somebody tries the product and it changes their life. Or it could be because every once in a while somebody sees an opportunity for themselves and they start making money and that changes their life. If you add that why I want to intrude on your life, the gate's open. If you just said, hey, watch this video. Hey, try my product. Hey, look at this link. You get slapped around because you're intruding without offering people a piece of your world as to why it's important that you're intruding on them. And we are intruding on everybody, right? There isn't any prospect on any list that's sitting around looking at their phone going, I wish a network marketer would reach out to me, or a realtor would reach out to me, or a mortgage broker would reach out to me today and tell me what they got to offer. Nobody's waiting for us. Nobody's looking for us. We're in the, if you're a network marketer, you chose the only profession that every prospect has already decided they don't ever want to buy.
That's right.
That's what we've chosen to
break, though. Hold on. I feel a roll coming. We got to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
You know, you guys are like driving a car that has a gallon of gas in it. And every 10 minutes, you got to stop and put another gallon of gas in it.
Welcome to the Legacy Leadership Monologue Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. That's Richard Brook. It's Adrian Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Show. And what a show we've had. This guy is so deep. And I don't know who, I didn't even know you had a daughter named Dag Taggart, but whatever the story is with that person is unbelievable. Because she actually thinks that Richard looks more fit than me and younger, which is preposterous. But at the end of the day, it must be the lighting. That is not a screensaver behind him, by the way. That is his life in Hawaii. I've been there. How about that? Did you just see what happened to my background when I moved my hands? That was kind of cool. I'm like,
he's infatuated with those lights, aren't you?
Crazy. All right, Adrian, back to you. Let's finish this show up.
I'll shut up.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
all right,
I'm going to go to something. What the hell's going on with network marketing these days? Are they all going to go kick the distributors, the actual distributors out, and all the companies going to go direct sales, Richard? Or are we going to save this profession with some real network marketing?
I'll tell you what's wrong with network marketing today is most of the people running companies, ownership and management, are not network marketers.
Yeah.
They've never recruited anybody. They've never acquired a customer. They've never nurtured a customer. They've never spent a year or 2 years romancing their best friend or a family member who finally joins, you know, after, you know, like this song and dance for 2 years. They finally join and, you know, the company screws up their shipment or their check or their enrollment for something, right? They don't get it. To them, network marketing is just a transaction. It's just revenue. It's just a business. And they're asking themselves, what's the most efficient way to use our 40 or 50% that we're spending on commissions? What if we spent that 40 or 50%, which you're talking about tens, hundreds, billions of dollars, some companies, what if we spent that on digital or social media or automation or influencers or bots, or we got to get with it, right? We got to get on TikTok. Everybody's on TikTok. We're not on TikTok. We're a loser. And so they have a very short term, you know, they're reacting to the Federal Trade Commission. Instead of all network marketing companies banding together, throwing $1 million in a kitty, so we got a $50 or $100 million war chest, and sue the Federal Trade Commission to establish fair ground rules, instead of intimidating every network marketing company thinking you're going to put them out of business. 90% of what comes out of the Federal Trade Commission as illegal is not illegal. It's just their opinion. And they've intimidated every company. Why? Because the people running the companies are not business people. They're not founders. You know, they're not the Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel and the Mark Hughes and the Larry Thompsons and, you know, the Mary Kays. You know, the people, even Mary Kay with, like, courage, if you know what I'm talking about, to build something. And so everybody's thinking short term. They're thinking revenue. They're thinking the stock price of the stock. They're thinking trends. Oh, we don't want to be network marketing. We got to stay away from the Federal Trade Commission. We can't talk about an income option. And let's do this whole social media bot whatever thing, because that's what everybody's doing. Not very many people, maybe if Larry Thompson's on here, have been doing this for as long as I've been doing it. 46 years full time, 51 years total. And here's what I can tell you about network marketing. Social media is a cycle. It's a fad. It's coming and going. It's reinventing all the time. I mean, you tell me when to shut up because I have a lot to say about this.
Keep going.
So here's an example. A couple of years ago, my cousin got vaccinated at the same time I did, and he took a picture of me, and I put it on Facebook, I guess. And I lost about $100,000 worth of revenue on a program that I was launching because a huge contingency of anti-vaxxers, which were my customers, thought I was, like, insane for getting vaccinated. I don't think they're insane for not getting vaccinated, but they thought I was insane for getting vaccinated. And what that plays to is just because Facebook censored Donald Trump or censored conservative messages, ultra-conservative messages, probably 20 or 30% of our clients, conservative network marketers, boom, they got off Facebook like that, right? They just canceled Facebook. Done with it. And now everybody's on Instagram and TikTok. But if we think the future of network marketing is on TikTok, we're insane. TikTok is owned by China. Any company that's based in China owned by the Chinese citizens, by law, the Chinese government has access to all their data. They have access to everything. And if we don't think the Chinese government is going to use TikTok and its influence to influence Americans, we're crazy. TikTok is temporary. It's going to blow up or blow out or get outlawed or something. And social media is just a cycle. It's not any different than 20 years ago when we're all buying 10, 20, 30,000 cassette tapes with our message on it and handing them out and mailing them out to millions of people. Network marketing is a legacy opportunity. It's an opportunity for people to build an income that is passed down from generation to generation to generation. Some of my clients right now are third generation. Their grandparents built the income, and the grandkids are enjoying the income and the products. Same products, same company, three generations. The personal.
That's what legacy is all about. And that this is such an important topic, and there's got to be that leadership. So, Richard Brook, thank you so much for being here with us today. It's been an awesome show. You
have listened
to the Legacy Leadership Show on Genesis Communication. We'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.